Good morning, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about hope. I think we all need hope. Amen. It's something we all need, especially in today's crazy and chaotic world. Y'all pray for me too, please, if you don't mind. And, you know, we read the papers, we get on social media, and watch TV, watch the news. Even the movies will tell us what's going bad in the world these days, you know. A lot of bad things going on. So during these crazy times that we're living in, there's always hope. There's hope in Jesus. And a lot of times, we always talk about I-24. I don't get on it that much. I try to stay off of it. But one day I was going down 24. Traffic was light. It was a holiday. Holiday week, and I was just cruising along, minding my own business. I look up, all of a sudden there's a car right on my bumper, and he swerved over and got in the left lane. I bet he missed my bumper by half an inch, and that really unnerved me. For once in my life, that really unnerved me. I thought I was a goner, because if he would have hit me, somebody would have got hurt. So times today, they're just crazy. People are acting crazy. I mean, just like Jim said a few weeks ago, look at the animals, you know, what they're doing. You know, you got whales, killer whales, attacking rudders, and you've got seals biting people in California on the beach. You got bears walking through Tommy and Suzanne's yard. I mean, really? I really wanted Carly to be in here for this, but she's gone. She gave me some good information this morning about chickens and a dog. Even the chickens are going crazy. So, Carly, that was for you. I know you can't hear me, but I'm talking about you. I know you're looking at me. But anyway, this is, it seems like everything's getting darker and darker and darker. Don't you agree? That sin's just running rampant in our lives, in our world, in our communities. But I still think there's hope. The good news is, that is the good news. If you're trusting in Jesus for your salvation and Him alone, you know that you have hope through faith, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Just read the Word. The Word gives us hope. If you're not in the Word, I recommend that you get in the Word. Just like Bella was saying, sometimes we become numb to the Word. I know I do. My daughter calls it numb to worship. Sometimes you just, you know, you keep, it's just, you know, getting in the Word and praying. Sometimes it is hard. But we got to make time to do that. Because that's where you'll hear about hope. Hope in the Hebrew means to expect, to have some sort of expectation. So when we hope for things to come, to get better, we are basically expecting things to improve, to get better. Our hope, my expectation, is my reward in heaven. That is my hope. It's not my hope. I expect to be there. Because in these dark days that we're living in, it's comforting to know that Jesus is there for us, and He gives us hope. Can you imagine in heaven there's no Monday mornings? I know there's no time in heaven. There's no days of the week. There's no calendar. But I think every day is going to be like Sunday. You're going to get up. Or I don't know if we sleep or not. I don't know. You know, we're going to worship Jesus, and then we're going to rest. That's what we do every Sunday, right? So every day is a Sunday in heaven to me. I can't wait to get there, and I look forward to it. So I'm going to do like Pastor Jim does every Sunday. I kind of learn from him. He is my mentor. And I'm going to do an acrostic. Is that how you say it? Acrostic?
Yes.
Okay. Should be. Yeah, what about that? Yeah. I listen. I pay attention. Come on. So today's acrostic is what?
Hope.
Hope. Yes. I know you do, Mary. I want sausage balls. I don't want banana pudding.
Okay.
And you can leave that banana pudding. I'll take it, but I'd rather have the sausage balls.
Amen.
Yeah, you should have. What's wrong? Come on. Holy Spirit told me to tell you to bring sausage balls, and I didn't tell you. So, anyway, so H, I'm going to go with hearing, listening. Psalms, okay, let me tell you this. I'm not going to be any certain passage in the Bible. I'm going to be skipping around. So the verses will be on the screen behind me. And I mean, if you want to try to keep up, you can. If you're that fast, you're good. But I'm going to go with Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I'm God. Sometimes we just need to sit still and listen.
Amen.
We need to get in our alone time and listen to God. We need to take time out for God every day. I know I don't do it like I should, but I do. I do a lot of it. And sometimes I just have to turn the radio off or podcast or whatever I'm listening to on the way to work, and he'll speak to you on the way to work.
Sure will.
You know, but the sad thing about it is I get to work and I almost forget what the Holy Spirit was telling me, because I get right back in this crazy world and things start happening. So, but you got to make time. You got to make time, because God's never really talked to me an audible voice. I never heard his voice, but I've heard a subtle voice. I've heard him tell me things. I've asked him questions, and he answered them. And I believe in being quiet and being still with him. Spend time with him. That's what he wants. Open the door. You know, it's like Bella said, he's there. You can call on him, but he's standing right beside you. Do you know that? He's always there. He's just waiting on you. He's waiting on the invitation. Also, you just listen to things that are going on around us. Like I said, you know, you hear the news. You hear things on these videos, on social media. And things are just, they're getting crazy. I'm sorry. And I really have doubt things will improve on this earth. I don't know. I don't know if the pendulum's going to swing back over or not. I hope they do, because I think more souls need to be saved.
Yes.
We need more time. We need more time. But like I said, put your trust in Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and expect better things are coming. And they are. If you're a Christian, you're trusting Jesus, your Lord and Savior, better things are coming. What else can I say? All right, Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. When you hear about the word, the gospel, knowing that Jesus died on the cross for you and me and rose again on the third day, that's the death, the burial, and the resurrection. That should give you hope, right? What else can give you hope? Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Matthew 5:12. I'm going to kind of go through these a little quick. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
I mean, it just keeps telling you, your reward. Your treasure, it's in heaven. And that's where he is, and that's where I want to be. Now, I know all you want to be there too, one day. Okay, so I've got obedience. Romans 2:6-7. God will repay each person according to what they've done. To those who, by persistence in doing good, seek glory, honor, immortality, he will give eternal life. Once again, that's reward. What will he repay you with? Eternal life. Acts 5:29. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." How many of you are worried about what people think about you? Really? You know what you should really worry about? What God thinks of you. People don't matter. They don't. I have a hard time with that too. You know, when I first started leading worship here, I was more worried about getting affirmation and what you guys thought of me than I was what God thought of me. And it's like today, Jim told me, he said, "Wayne, you're good. Just worry about what God thinks about you, what you're doing for him today." He gave me some encouragement on that. But don't worry about what others think of you. When you go out and share the gospel, you can't worry about it. I know it's tough. I'm an introvert. I know it's tough. It's tough for me to go up and hear his voice, and you go and say, "You need to go talk to this guy. You need to tell him that God loves him." That's tough. I'm sorry. Even for the biggest extrovert in the world, it's tough. But we must tell people. We must obey. All right, some of the characters in the Bible that were, some of the characters in the Bible that were obedient to God. Abraham. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac. He was willing to obey God's command. And at the last moment, what'd God do? Threw a ram in the thicket. But Abraham obeyed God. He even obeyed him and left his own country. God promised him a better place. And he obeyed. Noah, he obeyed God. What'd he do? He built an ark. People thought he was crazy. A guy told him to build an ark, and he obeyed him. And what happened? It rained. Never rained on the earth before until that day. Never. Y'all good?
Yeah.
All right. Moses obeyed God by leading his people out of Egypt. Daniel obeyed God, continuing to pray to God, even though King Darius put out a decree that anyone praying to other God and not him would be thrown in the lion's den. Well, what happened? God threw him in the lion's den. He was obedient. And what happened? There was another in the fire. Another in the lion's den that, right. Jesus was the ultimate example of obedience to God. He humbled himself, sounds like a song, to the point that he died on the cross for us. What else can I say about that? He died for you and me, for us, for you, Mary, for you, Sue, Tanya, everybody. He died for you. He had you on his mind when he was on that cross, bleeding out. Remember that. Mary, Peter, Paul. Wait a minute. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Okay, I went chronological on that.
I didn't know that
about that. Isn't that a folk group back in the 60s, something like that? Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know. I could go on and on. There are a lot of people in the Bible that are obedient to him. But isn't it good to know that sometimes when we don't obey him, he'll give us second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh chances to be obedient. He did me. Man, I know I was being tugged on. And, I went through a rough time in my life. And I know he was tugging on me. And he gave me that chance. And you know what? I took it. I finally woke up and I took it. And I'm here today. I'm here today talking to you guys. I'm the biggest introvert in Smyrna, Tennessee. But God put me here. He put me here to get to know Jim, become the praise team leader. God had plans for me if I would just obey him, and I did.
Sure.
All right, Pete, we'll go with promises. This thing here got changed about 5 times this week. I found 5 copies on my bedroom floor. It's like, because the Holy Spirit would talk to me every night. I'd sit in the bed and I'd be reading over, and I'm like, that don't sound good. Let's go with this. So I had 4 or 5 copies laying there yesterday. All right, Romans 5, 3-5. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. In 1 Peter,
I told you I was going to fly.
1 Peter 1, 3-5. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope. Amen. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, amen, from the dead, and into an inheritance, amen, that can never perish, spoil, or fade. The inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through the faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Okay, I came up. There are 3 promises in this passage from Peter, and also from Romans 15:13, that are essential to Christianity. The first one is the promise of the resurrection. So if you go back, it says in 1 Peter 1, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Also in John 14:18-20, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me, because I live, you will also live. That's hope. And that's a promise. He's coming back for us. That's a promise. Second promise is a promise of the Holy Spirit. So in Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. John 14:16-17. There's a lot of good stuff in John 14. Have you ever read John 14? Well, that's a good chapter. It says in that passage, and I will ask the Father, and he will send you another advocate, the Holy Spirit counselor, to help you and be with you forever. That's a promise. It's the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. The third promise is the promise of Christ's return. And see, and it says back to Peter 5, I believe, who through the faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In John 14:3. And I go to prepare a place for you. Boy, that's good stuff. You know, man, didn't I give you chills? I'm a crier. I don't know why I feel emotional today, but I read stuff like this and it just makes me want to bawl. Ooh. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. So he's coming back for us. That's a promise. Remember, it's a promise. 1 Corinthians 1-20. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. All his promises are yes and amen. Isn't that a song? Is that a song? Carly, mm-hmm. Anybody know?
Yep.
I'm going to get off track here for a minute. I was coming in today, and we did the song, Goodness of God. That's one of my favorite songs. I think that's a song that's going to stand the test of time. I believe in 100 years, if we're still here, this earth is still here, that's going to be in hymn books, if you call them hymn books in 100 years. That's such a good song. You know, I don't know if this even relates to the message. Holy Spirit may be pulling me right now somewhere else. Am I still on? Okay. But I was listening to it on the way in, and it's like, what's the verse that says he's running after me? He is always running after us. Your goodness is running after us. We just got to stop, man. We got to stop. Let him catch up. Like Jim says, let him invite him in. Invite him into your prayer life, into your time of reading the Word. You know, bring him to the table. Right? I'm sorry, I just love that song. And the goodness of God. I mean, it just makes me want to cry. That song was so well written and so Spirit-filled. It's, man, true worship. You're right. Anyway. All right, E. About to wrap it up. So what, we can beat the Methodist to the Mexican joint? I don't know. Trying to be like Jim, I guess. What was it, amen? Amen or oh no? Oh me, yeah. Okay. All right, encouragement. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing. Jim talked about this verse a few weeks ago, and it really struck me, and it stuck with me. As a church body, we need to be encouraging each other every single day. We need to be praying for people. Thank you for Rick for praying me before the service. I hope y'all are praying for me during the week. I know you are. You tell me you are. And I felt them. I felt them. I'm going to tell you also, when I was constructing the sermon, the Holy Spirit, it was on Monday, and the Holy Spirit was just flowing. And I'm at work. And I'm like, okay. We're usually not busy up to noon anyway on Monday. But he was flowing, and Jim texted me, or I asked him something with crossing. I said, what's that thing you do? I text him. He texts back, and I said, man, he's just flowing through me this morning. I can't stop. I can't type fast enough. But I was multitasking. I know you're supposed to work as you work for the Lord, but man, the Holy Spirit steps up. You're like, okay, it don't matter where you're at. You better listen. But we need to encourage everybody. We need courage. We need to send texts, cards, phone calls. There's people out here struggling. They are. I struggle. You know, it's funny. I know Bella talked about encouraging in her talk. And it's so important. And I said, way to go, Bella. I'm going to speak on encouragement. Thank you. That's a lead-in. Thank you. See, the Holy Spirit's working through people, but we need to encourage one another every day, every single day. I don't care who it is, who you are, send a text. When the Holy Spirit, I'll be going to work, and I need to do it more often. He'll say, you know what, you need to text Tanya. See how she's doing. Tell her you're praying for her. I hadn't done it in a while, but I've done it before. Tanya needs a lot of prayer, so this I'll keep Tanya on her prayers this week. She's got a lot on her plate, and good for you for doing what you're doing. Tanya's encouraging. All you guys encourage people. Just try to be more encouraging. Even the people out at Home Depot, Kroger, Walmart. Well, that's a tough one. Amen. Thank you. No, I don't love Walmart. Took a lot of money from me this week. Man, I'm telling you. You know how you go into those stores and you're like, you got a list? And you're like, I'm going to stick to my list. You don't stick to your list. They got it planned. So there's evil in Walmart. There's darkness in Walmart. Yeah. I mean, I come out with dog toys and, you know, vacuum cleaner bags. They don't have vacuum cleaner bags anymore. I don't know. I'm like, what? What did I buy? Man. Anyway, that storm hit. Was it Thursday? It hit Hermitage pretty bad, and I was in Walmart. Of all places, lights are going out. People are running. I'm like, oh, no. Okay, take me now, Jesus. We're going. Here we go. All right, back to this, the sermon. Psalms 34, 4, 5, and 8. These are some good verses right here. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him.
Amen.
He's our hiding place. He's our comforter. They're up here on the wall. What else we got? All of it. He's our dwelling place. Jim's been talking about the dwelling place for a while. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. It's good, isn't it? Man, that's good. Gives me chills. Yes. Yes, it is. One of my favorite verses. This guy, a gentleman, gave this verse to me about, 10, 12 years ago. My walk wasn't that good at the time. But I was looking. I was trying to find. I was going through a rough time, and I was trying to find a group or somebody that could kind of help me through it. And I met this guy. He gave me this verse, and it's been one of my favorite verses ever since. And every time I'm going through something difficult, I think about this verse. It's Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen? Man, that's a good one to remember if you're going through a hard time. He's always there. Like Bella said, he's there. You don't even really have to, you just call on him. He's there. To wrap this thing up, today's world, as people, as a church, we need encouragement. They say that Christianity is fading. If I look at the world, I kind of believe that a little bit. The church is shrinking, God's church. But as time draws near, we must be strong and persevere. I know there's a lot of you that would like for him to come back to get his church now and take us home. You know, I feel that way too, but I'm kind of a little bit selfish. I like to see a couple more things happen in my life. We all think that. Maybe be a granddad one day, be great. See my daughter grow up. See what she does for a career. I know God's got great things for her. I see it. She's at camp last week as a counselor, and man, she was telling me all this stuff last night at dinner. All that, my eyes were crossing, thinking, goodness. I see why they say now that camp, church, whatever, the counselors come home crazy, and they're ready to like sleep for a week. But she obeyed God by doing what she was telling me she did for these kids and made sure they were taken care of. You know, she didn't really get to worship. And y'all know Taylor, she loves to worship. But she didn't even have a chance to. She's basically, what do you call it? Tanya, some teachers. No, what is it? Organizing, or what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Anyway, I'll get back.
Let's do the thing.
I'm trying to think. Multitask. Multitask. That's where I'm at. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, there's a lot of us. I mean, I've seen 30-year-olds say they are ready for Jesus to come back. And I'm thinking, you're only 30 and you're ready for Jesus to come back? Man, my 30s, I was a heathen. But luckily, she's a Christian, the one that told me that. And I was like, wow, you're in your early 30s and you're ready for Jesus to come back? I said, that's impressive. So I think everybody's just ready for him to come on back for his church. But, you know, we have no way of predicting when he's coming or when we're going. In James 4:14, he states, our life is but a mist, a vapor. We don't know the time or the hour, but I think personally his return is near. I'm no prophet. I'm not a prophet at all. But if you read the Word, you stay in the Word, meditate on the Word, or you just listen by hearing. Obedient. Be obedient to God. He'll show you. His promises that are in the Bible. Books filled with promises. The whole book's a promise to me. You can't help but wonder if time is close. And in the meantime, we must encourage one another to keep the faith and to keep on running the race till the end. Also, I'm going to tell a little thing. My daughter has a boyfriend. And Sunday, she texts me. She's going to camp Monday. She texts me and said, hey, Caleb may want you to help him change his oil. And I was like, are you kidding me? Man, I don't want to help change oil. I don't have a lot of time. I got a sermon to prepare for. I got a job. And she says, well, you know, it'd be really good, and it'd be a blessing. And I was like, okay, so I'll do it. So me and him going back all week. He don't know what kind of oil to buy or anything. So we're going through text messages, and finally comes over yesterday afternoon, and I've been mowing the grass, and I'm already tired, and you know. But he came over, and I helped him change his oil, and you know, hopefully, I encouraged him. He's a good kid, good Christian kid. But you know, we got to encourage these young people. We got to help them. You know, he may not have somebody a father that can help him change his oil or whatever. But, you know, we got to encourage the next generation because that's who's coming up. And we got to get them involved with Jesus. Amen? Words to a Crowder song. It says, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. Always remember, hope lies in your faith, Always remember, hope lies in your faith, which comes from the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you trusting in Jesus as your Lord today, Lord and Savior? If you're not, it's a good day. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Dear Lord, thank you for that we can have hope, Father, that you're coming back for your church, coming back for us. Dear Lord, just thank you for us being more obedient towards you, Father. Dear Lord, just help us to be more obedient. Dear Lord, get in the Word, get in prayer. Tell others about you, Father. Get into our marketplaces. Father, give us strength and courage. It's by the power of you we can do that, through the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, just thank for all the many, many promises you give us in our life, that you promise a reward for us if we just follow you, we accept you, Father. We follow you, and we say that you are our Lord and Savior. Such good promises, Father. Lord, just help us go encourage people this week. Lord, people may be struggling, just may need prayer, or you just talk to them. Father, we just give us strength. Let the Holy Spirit just Give us words to say at those times that people need to hear a good word from you, Father. We just thank you for everything. Thank you for this time we have to spend with you, to worship with you, to pray with you, to pray to you. And, Lord, just read the word and be with each other. Thank you very much, and thank you for all your many, many blessings. In your name we pray. Amen.